What's up, everybody? This is Dave Fails. Woo! I always wish I had music. I don't have music. I need to add music to the show.
You need a theme.
I know. I used to have one, and then I was too lazy to figure out how to get the rights to it.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's great. It's really great. So, hi, I'm Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails, as you guys know. And today is fantastic because, A, it's two girls. I love when I have just girls. I know. I love girl episodes. And
yeah.
You are so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you so
I
much.
Love you. The first time I saw you, I was like, that bitch is funny. And then we never really gotten to hang out.
Never.
I just see you around at comedy.
We're really close online, though.
We're online pals, which I feel like is almost like real friendship.
No, these
now.
Days it is.
Yeah,
these days
yeah,
it, is.
It feels that way. But anyways, you guys may know her from Last Comic Standing. You can see her on Acting Out on MTV. I feel like I've seen you on a million things. I feel like I've seen you on weren't you on the Oprah Network or something? I feel like I've seen
you. A few times, but not on camera long enough for anyone to be like, oh, it was you.
Maybe it's just because I follow you so closely on social media. I'm stalking you. I'm now she's on that. She's everywhere. She is Jackie Fabulous, everyone.
Yay!
Jackie Fabulous.
Ooh!
I love your name, by the way. Can you tell me how the name, because I'm guessing that wasn't your birth name.
No, the reason is so gay, and it's actually gay. I was doing a lot of shows in Orange County when I first moved to California. And I had a lot of gay guys out there in the OC say, you were fabulous. And I kept hearing it. And my real name, beautiful, love you, mom and dad. But no one can spell it, remember it, or pronounce it.
It is hard to, because when I looked up your name online, I was like, I came in and I was like, what do you want me to call you specifically?
Yeah.
And how do you say this? Yeah.
Because it's really a Jacqueline Champagne. Very pretty, but nobody could say it. And then they're like, well, how about you go by Champagne? I'm like, well, my name is not Champagne, and I'm not a stripper. Not, not in public.
I love it, but you go by Fabulous instead.
Yeah, I know, right?
Much less stripper-esque.
Way more conservative.
I really dig it, though. It's easy to remember.
Yes.
And you do have that. The first time I saw you, I was like, this girl is fabulous. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's her name? So it's so great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, we have mutual friends. And
so many.
Yeah, so many. And everybody always tells me how cool you are. And I'm always like, I got to get this girl out for a drink or something. I should have brought alcohol. We could have had
oh my
God,
that would be that would, in the middle of the day.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would have been fantastic.
The other day.
I drink anyway when I'm at home. So
you do all day?
Not all night. No.
I sometimes do.
Yeah.
I have been the last, actually, it's embarrassing, but I have been the last couple of days because, when you have a night where you kind of get a little too, I get a little too buzzed.
Uh-huh.
I had a little too much to drink. And so the next 2 days,
you wake up.
I had to chase the dragon because
yes.
I was so hungover. And
Two days, though? What the hell are you doing?
I went to a wild party.
Yay.
I don't do that very often,
uh-huh.
but I went to one of those kind of exclusive Hollywood mansion parties.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was crazy. It was like something straight out of a movie. It was all models and guys in tuxedos and
ooh.
Free champagne. And I feel so out of place at these things.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm from Ohio and I'm usually in flannel. So when I have to when they say evening wear, I don't even know what to do. I start calling everyone. I'm like, you look like you would have evening wear ready to go.
I borrow from my girlfriends. Good thing a lot of my girlfriends are my size, so I don't buy it because it doesn't get worn much.
Yeah, you wear it now with Instagram and everything.
But now, what's annoying? And it's happening here too. You got to make up ready everywhere all the time. And I'm so fucking tired of that.
Thank you. I could not agree more. Just to go to Ralph's, I feel like you never know who you're going to run into.
I know. And I bumped into guys when I've been at Ralph's in nothing. And they look at me like, oh, you okay? I'm like, yes, it's Wednesday and I need some goddamn,
right.
bread.
That's they it. Think you're sad.
Yeah.
You're like, did someone just break up with you? You're like, I'm buying eggs. Fuck you.
Exactly. Everybody relax.
I feel that way too. I remember when I first moved to LA, the amount of makeup that I owned could fit in a Ziploc bag. I didn't wear makeup. I had never dyed my hair.
Uh-huh.
I just wasn't that girl at all. And then I moved here and you slowly start to feel all this pressure
mm-hmm.
because everyone in show business at least looks so good all the time.
And the longer you do it, the more you find you gravitate towards people who are successful and they're working all the time. And you aspire to be them.
Right.
So my close girlfriends are so, the bathroom is makeup, wigs, heels, and I'm like, I don't even understand. So if I get invited somewhere, I'm like, I don't have, I gotta go to Nordstrom. They're like, girl, you ain't gotta go nowhere. Go in the bathroom. Whatever you need, I got.
I love that.
But it's a lot of pressure because now if I don't dress up all the time when I hang out with them, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm wearing jeans. You can wear jeans and heels. They're like, no, you need to put on a dress. Go get
Are
the
you
Spanx.
Serious?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Go get in the Spanx. Are you a Spanx or do you do the Spanx thing?
If I'm going to be on camera and if I'm doing a show where I'm a headliner, I might wear. Otherwise, no.
It's got to be, to be honest, I don't, and it's not just because I'm not, not just because I'm small, but like I hate anything that's uncomfortable and hot. So anything that adds a layer of heat, I'm like, I hate it.
You know how many girls I've seen your size and I see their underwear and they're all wearing Spanx?
Are you serious?
It just makes you feel secure. It's like a hug from your dad.
Maybe that makes me feel not secure. You don't know my dad. Oh, shit. I forgot. Okay, wait. I just have to make a public service announcement really quickly. Uh-huh. My dad called me really upset a few weeks ago because I talked about him on the podcast, and I always make jokes about my dad because I have daddy issues and I am kind of fucked up when it comes to guys, and I make jokes that it's all my dad's fault. And my dad listened to the podcast and he called me and we got in a fight because I always tell him not to listen to my stuff because it's personal and stuff. And then we got in a fight and then I blocked him on I blocked him on everything, on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, how about you just
Instagram.
Say that if you didn't fuck up? I wouldn't have to talk about you. And then we could move on with our life.
Well, I kind of did. I was like, Dad, I just talk about my reality the way I remember it. I can't help it if I remember it different than you remembered it. But so I blocked him on everything. And then
that's
this
hysterical.
This is really sad. And then like a week ago, he had to go into the hospital for something.
Oh, shit.
And he called me from the hospital. And he was like, can you just unblock me on your social media? Because I really miss following you. And so, of course.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard. I swear to God.
Is it sad? He's fine. Okay. He had like hemorrhoids. Okay. So he's fine.
Like, Dad, all you had to do was go to CVS. Not a goddamn doctor.
Seriously. He milked the situation to get unblocked. So it's not sad. It's actually, my dad is like a mad genius when it comes to like emotional manipulation.
They call you and say they found a lump, not knowing the lump was only a fucking hemorrhoid.
The lump is, on his ass, and it's fine. Everything is fine. So the bad news is apparently hemorrhoids run in my family, so I'm not looking forward to that.
You know what? My dad gets them a lot, too, but I always imagine I got to be up there in the age range for it to happen.
I think you do. And I think guys are more prone. I hope to God.
Men get it a lot.
But I do have hemorrhoid cream in my bathroom
because of bags under your eyes? That's what I hear they're good for.
I've never tried them for that. I've heard that, too. But when I hosted the AVN Awards, my friend Jen, who did my makeup, was like, wrap your stomach in saran wrap and hemorrhoid cream, and it sucks all the moisture out, and you'll lose, like, an immediate 3 pounds. And it worked.
What?
Yeah, I was like super bloated. I think I was PMSing and I barely fit into the dress. And then I did that for like 3 hours and I fit into the dress.
Oh my God.
It really works. So if you ever.
You are so white right now.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? I feel like black girls would do that. No.
A black girl be like, look, don't put the camera on me. That's all you got to do. Don't go close up. I'm not putting on fucking cream and saran wrap.
I had to do it. There's no other option.
Well, you're the host. I get it. So it was about you. So you had to.
And it was my first time hosting a big thing, and I was like nervous as fuck, and I wanted to look perfect. And like now, if I had it to do again, I'd probably just change dresses.
Yeah,
to be honest
exactly.
So wait, where are you from? I know nothing.
Bronx, New York.
Oh, you're East Coast.
East Coast, baby.
When did you move here?
In 2000, I moved here. I moved here from the Bronx to Orange County, complete, like, you know, the crack capital of the world, to Orange County, beach city.
Wait, where in Orange County?
Costa Mesa, Santa Ana.
So
Irvine
nice
area.
Orange County.
Beautiful. The nice
part. Okay. Because there's a difference. Like, people hear Orange County from other parts of the country and they just think beaches, but there's definitely, like,
no,
some.
That's ghetto. It's
yeah,
so
there's
ghetto
some parts of Orange County that are definitely
but
a little.
But I was South Coast Plaza.
Oh, God. That's like the Beverly Hills of Orange County. That's totally. I love that. So that must have been a culture shock, Bronx.
It was, but I come from, the thing is, I'm from, every city has their ghetto-y area, and I'm from the suburban, mother and father, working class part of the Bronx.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say, but the thing is, I come from money. That's what I thought you were going to say. So I understand Irvine.
I come from immigrants who work hard, and I never needed anything, so it feels like I came from money, because I was never, I don't know poverty. I know poverty now. I didn't know it when I lived with my mother and father.
Yeah, now that you do stand-up, you're like, oh, poverty, I know what that is.
You did a post that made me laugh. You said that somebody said to you, I'm so proud of you. You seem like you've made it. You're probably doing really well. But you're trying to figure out whether or not the produce at the 99 cent store was edible.
That's so true.
To this day, I remember that. I'm like, that is so relatable.
That's the thing about show business that's so funny is like, I have a roommate, Eric Myers. Do you know Eric?
Yes, very
funny guy. So Eric is, you know, on Andrew Dice Clay's Blue Comedy Special on Showtime, and I have the AVN Awards on Showtime.
Okay.
And we're sitting at my apartment one day, and he's like, "How'd the AVN Awards turn out?" I go, "I don't know. I never saw it. I can't afford Showtime." And he goes, "I've never seen my thing either because I can't afford Showtime."
Exactly.
I'm like, "We're on Showtime, and we can't afford Showtime." That's the reality of show business that people don't understand.
I get friends out here have a show coming out, and I'm like, "I'm sure it'll be great because I'm never going to see it unless I go online."
That's how I feel about, you know, Stephen Kramer Glickman used to host this podcast with me, and he is one of the voices in the new movie Storks that just came out this weekend.
Just came out, yeah.
Yeah, and so I go to him, "Oh, I can't wait to see the movie. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you," whatever. Uh-huh. And then he's like, "That's great. When are you going to see it?" I go, "I don't know. I was wondering if you have like a press pass. Do you have like a free pass so I can get in?" So I made him take me to see his own movie. But I feel like that's fair.
That's totally. You want me to support you? Then support me.
That's the way. That's the way. So when did you start doing stand-up?
2005.
Oh, shit. So what did you move here for?
I moved here. Honestly, I was in a relationship with a guy for 10 years in New York. We broke up. I moved to California to go to law school. I applied. I could only get into schools that were way the fuck away from the good schools in New York.
Really?
Yeah. But I was so ready for a change and just to move. I moved to New York. I got an apartment, a room in some old lady's apartment in Orange County. Broke up with him. And I was actually glad to get rid of him because I grew out of him. I was like, I want to move. I'm done.
10 years, that's a long time. That's how long I was married. That's a long time.
But he followed me out here.
He did.
It became like one life to live. He's like, "I love you. I was going to marry you." We eloped in Vegas.
Wait. This is very interesting. So hold on. You broke up with him before you came here?
Yes.
And then he followed you?
And then
he
was like, "No, hell no." Because of course when you leave is when they're like, "You were always the one. Duh." And he followed me out here.
That doesn't happen to me, but okay.
And then we eloped in Vegas, and then I divorced him 8 months later because I was like, "This was a fucking mistake."
Well, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel most times when you break up with someone once, probably
you're
not meant to be with them because if it ends. Although, I won't lie, there's many days that I wish that I hadn't divorced my ex-husband.
I had that feeling too.
You do?
Yeah, no, but he's dead now.
What? Oh my God, you're so fascinating.
He was. We weren't together. We were divorced for 5 years. I called his cell phone.
Wait, same guy?
Same guy.
Okay.
We were friends, civil. I called him. We always talked on the phone. Just kicked it. I called his cell to say hi, and his ex-girlfriend answered the phone. So of course, I'm like, "Oh shit, drama." And she's like, "No, he was playing basketball. He had chest pains, passed out. He didn't make it." I'm like, "What do you mean he didn't make it? He had a heart attack. 41, athlete, 6'4", specimen."
Damn. Ooh.
Heart attack, because men, not only black men have family history that they don't know about. You got to see what's going on with your family history.
And women.
Yes. Like, the heart is not a joke.
The heart is not a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he died.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We were talking about trying to be civil again romantically, but we weren't there yet. So I was hurt, but I wasn't like, "No!" It was more like, "Oh, shit. Oh, all right. Well,
I'm like really fascinated with this whole story. Okay, wait. Uh-huh. So he follows you out here. You guys start dating again. Eloping. Was that a spur of the moment thing?
It was planned, but it was, you know, we had rings made. I had a dress made. He had a suit made. So it was planned.
So he proposed.
Yeah.
How did he propose?
It was really like, "Let's just, you want to do it?" That's how it was. I'm not romantic when it's time for a big thing. Because I'm like, I put more emphasis on the
small stuff.
Are we going to stay together?
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
I'm like, are we gonna get along? Am I gonna want to kill you in your sleep more than I am the fucking ring in the champagne glass?
I'm
like, do
so
I like you? I need to like you before we do any of that stuff.
I can honestly say, like, people think I just say this to like seem like a cool girl, whatever. Yeah. I don't care about the ring, the proposal. I don't even really care about getting married.
Yeah.
I just care about how the guy treats me when we're not in the same room.
Ah.
I care more about how a guy treats me when we're not in the same room because it's easy. If you have chemistry with someone,
mm-hmm.
you get along when you're together. That's the easy part, right?
You got to be best friends. Me and my ex, we were friends for 3 years before we ever got romantic. So that's why we lasted so long. We were best friends. And I think every woman, there's got to be a man in your life that you have not boned, you will never bone, because that's how you learn about men. In my opinion, you want to be a man expert, have some clue.
Yeah.
Have guy friends you do not want to fuck, you never fucked, and you know you will never fuck.
I have a lot of those, actually.
Yes.
But I think I think that most of them, if I got drunk enough, I might consider it.
That's every guy now.
Really?
If I had enough to drink and we were somewhere safe. Usually, this is almost like a total whore, but I don't care.
Mm-mm.
If I was with someone who, let's say he was a comic and we were out of state and the drinks got real, I'm like, you know what? We are not in California. We're not home.
It doesn't count?
It doesn't count.
Dude, I went on a military tour and my friend was like, whatever happens overseas doesn't count. And I was like, I think it does. I think I'm pretty sure it does. But here's the thing. Like, I'm kind of fascinated by the fact that you guys were friends for so long, because I was best friends with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And granted, we got married super young. I was 19.
Okay.
He was older. He was 24.
Okay.
But I had known him since I was a freshman because his little sister was my best friend. So, we were always very close friends.
Gotcha.
And I think that's the reason it lasted so long. But it's also the reason that, like, it's made it really hard to move on. Like, I've been single now for 4 years.
Yeah.
I still hold up every guy and kind of compare the way they treat me to the way that guy treated me because we were such good friends.
I actually wonder, because of your post, when you get laid. Like, you've made me very curious about your personal life.
Really?
Because you don't announce it, but you kind of allude to it. Like, I might have, it might be late, and my dress might be torn. I won't say why. You're very good at giving information, but not TMIing us.
The truth is that sometimes what I post is like 100% like really in the moment what's happening.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just something funny that I think
of. Yes, I'm very good at making you think, did that happen? No, but I'm funny. That's it.
You're so funny. And you should follow her at Jackie Fabulous.
Yeah.
Is that your Instagram also?
On everything, at Jackie Fabulous.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Thank you.
I mean, the truth is, to be 100% honest about my love life, which I try to do on here and then I always regret, is like, I have a tendency to always be very, very hung up on one person for long periods of time, but it's usually someone who's not very good for me. Like, I admit, I'm very attracted to like the bad boy with a sweet side, and those are not good relationships.
So you
guys
are the white blonde version of me.
Are you the same?
Exactly.
You love bad boys?
Not necessarily bad, but the ones who are really nice dry me up.
Yes, that's the problem. Here's the thing. Like, I hope he doesn't watch this, but like, I've been seeing a guy who is just on paper 100% perfect.
Yes.
He is so nice. He's treating me with respect. He spends money on me. He's handsome. He's successful.
Is he funny?
He's funny. He's funny, but he's not. I can tell he's not trying to be funny because I'm a comic, and he's totally cool with, like, he has nothing to do with entertainment.
That's
and he
wonderful.
Doesn't need attention. God, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm like, why am I not, like, with him? But the problem is, for some reason, because there's no, like...
You know why? Because you're not saying to me right now with this list, you're not saying, but you don't have a but. Like, he's so-and-so great.
Yeah,
but
there's a but. The but is, I don't want to
fuck his
the
negative?
Shit out of him. That's the but. I don't have the impulse when I get drunk to text him, to send him dirty photos.
That is the last thing. We can stop this podcast right now. If you're drunk and you don't text him,
he's not the guy.
He's not it. I have sent my crotch thinking, I hope to God we never have a fallout where he's like, I have your crotch, bitch. But my thing is, if you don't have my face, it's not my crotch.
It's just your crotch. Yeah,
you can't
it's
fine.
Dude, you know what, though? We haven't hooked up yet.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The thing. So, like, but still, sometimes there have been guys that I have so much chemistry with, I'll start kind of flirty, sending them, like, the hot photos. Not naked, but, like, maybe hot photos before we ever hook up.
Uh-huh.
And with this guy, I just... Maybe it's because he's so great that I don't want to let him see, like, my freak, because I'm afraid he'll be like, oh, shit.
You're not,
she's
I thought you were a good girl.
I thought you were classy. I mean, I don't think he thinks that because he follows me on Facebook.
But you're not raunchy. You're not raunchy.
No,
at all.
I try not to be.
Yeah.
I've pulled it back a lot.
So have I. The cursing full out. If I say, I won't say dick. I'll allude to find funny words, but I don't really do the body parts anymore online because, you know, careers are broken this way.
I mean, it's weird. I'm a lot dirtier on Twitter than I am. On Facebook, I keep it cleaner. Although on my Facebook fan page, I'll post whatever. But on, like, my friend page for some reason, because, like, my family's on there, I feel like it has to be slightly. Today I posted the word fuck on there and I almost took it down because I was like, I hope they're not weirded out that I said. But, like, I made a post today. There's a guy that I am so crazy about, but as much as I'm crazy about him, I also hate so many things about him. It's equal love hate. And the more he drives me insane and the more I want to kill him, the more I want to fuck him.
Yep.
Like, in the moment, I will literally be talking to a friend and be like, I just want to get, like, I want to kill, like, he's a retard. Like, I don't get why he doesn't get it. And in that moment, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to text him and see if he wants to fuck tonight. Like, I can't stop. And I want to know if that's normal.
It is. Wow. I have a girlfriend who just met a guy, and she's telling me how wonderful he is. But I'm like, when you sit in the car with him and he's driving, you look over at him and go, that feeling like, if you could pull over right now,
yes.
I would put the chair back and sit on your face. If you don't feel that, but she's like, he's a goofy guy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need the goofy guy. I've had too much of the bad boy. I need the goofy guy. And I'm like, but if you are not attracted to him, it's not going to last. But she's so in need of the goofy guy. I'm like, go ahead, girl. Try and do this guy. But I can see in her eyes, she's like, still want to fuck the other dude. Because a few weeks ago, I had a gig out of town.
Okay.
And a friend came to visit me because I was in the hotel. And he was like, sure. He came to visit me. And
a guy.
Okay. A guy. Okay. And we talked for a little while. He fucked me cross-eyed.
Ooh.
And he left. Now, of course, that's the guy I'm like, when am I going to see him again? But I shouldn't, because we are not meant to be together. We tried to date once.
You
it
did.
Didn't work, because I don't trust him. I have no proof I shouldn't trust him. But you know how in your gut, you're like, I can't trust this guy.
I hope you're wrong, but yeah.
I don't have any proof, but I know you're not good for me. But
why did he leave? Why did he leave?
What do you mean?
Well, you said he fucked you and then he left. You just mean
That was the service call.
Oh, it was like, okay. You
didn't
want
friend.
Him to stay.
We're cool. No.
You hooked up.
I had shows that night.
Okay. It's pre-show. Got it. Ooh, wow.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, he like.
You guys have great sex.
Yes. You ever had the kind of sex where you're like, you know what? I'm good for about 3 weeks. Like that kind of sex where I'm like, I can go back to work. Isn't that wonderful where you can get your mind back on important shit because you've been fucked and you can move on?
I literally, the last guy I hooked up with, I turned to him and said, you just fucked every thought out of my head. guys say right. This is so funny. Guys say that right after they come, there's this moment of clarity, extreme clarity, because for like a minute, they're not thinking about trying to fuck. Yeah. It's like the only moment in their life. And after the last time I hooked up, I felt like it was the closest I've ever come to like Buddha, to like God. I was like,
he made life clear.
I'm still kind of feeling it because it wasn't long ago. Uh-huh. And it was maybe the best sex I've ever had in my life.
This guy goes on my list. If not the best, he's top three I've ever had.
Now, okay, can we talk about what about him made it? Because guys will always ask this, like, what about it made it?
He made
so
it
so good
about me. And this is self-centered, self-absorbed. I can't apologize enough, but I need it to be about me. Because if you make it about me, I'm going to retaliate or reciprocate.
Yep.
You're going to get what you need to get from me, but it has to be about me to begin with.
100%.
So he made it about me at least 6 or 7, I swear 8, 9 times. And then I was like, after a while, I'm like, okay, I feel guilty. Can I please give you something? And I did. But he maybe once or twice for him, but for me, he got off. He's an egomaniac. He's a macho ego dude.
The best guys in bed are egomaniacs.
Yes, because all he wanted to do
they care about pleasing you.
He gets off on watching me lose my complete shit. And the number of guys I've had in the last 10 years who do not give a shit, or they think, I have a huge dick, what else do you want? I'm like, you need to do something. I had a joke about this. A joke where if you hand in a math test with only the answers, teacher will hand you back the test and say you have to show your work.
Yeah.
That is what I feel about men and dicks. If you're in me, you don't get credit for attendance. You have to show your fucking work.
There's no participation award here, okay?
Exactly.
First place only. You're totally right, though, because, like, this is the thing, and this is important for you guys who are listening.
Yes.
If you make it, the first time you fuck a girl, mm-hmm. if you make it all about her and you make it your mission to get her off in ways that she's never had it before,
yep,
that girl will always hit you up again. Always, because there's so few guys that do that.
So few.
And like when you find one, like I'm sure this is true for you.
Yes.
Like I've dated complete assholes for months too long.
Yes.
Because the sex was all about me and so incredible that I was like, I would try to leave them and I'd go fuck someone else and be like, oh, he's nice, but God damn it.
I had texted this guy after doing some other guy and been like, you still my boo. You're still up there.
I do the same.
He's like, ah, oh, you tried. I'm like, yeah, nobody knows how to do it like you.
Dude, I do the same. And here's the problem with that, though. We shouldn't give them that power because, like, this guy knows he has it over on me 100%. And he is so confident that no matter who else I fuck, they're not even going to come close, that he doesn't even have to do anything else anymore. That's the problem. You can't let him know they're that good.
He could come to my wedding and he'll be there in the wedding party at the reception looking at me like, bitch, you know. During the toast, you know.
Do you wonder when it's that good between the two of you? Do you wonder, like, sometimes I wonder, like, I wonder for him if it's this good with everyone because he's just so good in bed, or if this is a chemistry thing.
I do wonder if he's a freak and just fucking America this way.
Right.
But then I also know that when we aren't doing it, we do have a nice lead up. Long conversations in the beginning. In between the rest break, we'll talk and laugh. So we are genuine friends.
You have chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not like, I got to figure out why. I'm like, I like him. If we never did it, I would still hang out with him because he's a cool person. He understands what I do for a living. I understand his life.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a cool person. So that's why it's like, I don't feel like it's wrong. I'm single. He's not married. So I'm like, well, we might as well enjoy it. But I do make sure not to enjoy it often because I will get hooked back into
feelings
and following him around and fucking camping out in his bushes before in front of his house.
Stalking on social media?
Yes.
We should talk about that.
Which I call reviewing. I just call it research. I review to see where you've been.
We have to talk about that because I was at a friend's house the other day, a guy friend's, and just a pal. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, he said, so I've been seeing this chick. And she got pissed at me the other day for liking some other girl's photos on Instagram.
Okay, now that's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. Yeah. I agree. But he goes, how does she even know?
Did he like one pic or 76 pics? That's when they give it away.
Well, yeah. If you go, here's the thing. Like, so this is going to give away. Now, I want to say I don't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I've actually gotten so good at not stalking. If I'm really into a guy, mm-hmm. I unfollow him on everything so that I can't see what he's doing, so that I don't go crazy.
I do that for exes. I'm like, I don't want to know what he's doing. I unfollow.
I do it when I like them because I don't want to give myself, because here's the problem. Let's say that a guy that I'm seeing that I'm super into, let's just say he makes a flirty comment on some girl's page that means nothing. Like I do that to guys all the time.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to read into it and have it start something that doesn't need to be started.
That's true.
I unfollow him. But here's the thing. I used to be the girl that, like, let's say a guy goes on your page and he likes, like, three old photos. That's a definite he's flirting.
Yes.
Like, he wants you old to see that.
Old-ass photos, right? Too. Like, you know that was 3 months ago.
Yeah. Exactly. When guys do that, it's so easy to go on Instagram and look and see if they did that to just you in that moment or, like, seven girls at one time. It's so easy.
I know. Because guys do, they stay on Instagram and just, like, just look at pictures for hours. Men that I know who are with women and the healthy relationship, but they still stay on Instagram because Instagram is porn without being porn.
It really is.
And
some
girls are on there.
Hotter.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They're like, well, I'm not cheating. I'm not going to DM her. I'm just going to look at. She has 89 pictures of almost areola. I'm going to look at all of them.
Dude, I have a hot, super hot actor friend who is not super famous, but like on a TV show and gets plenty of like DMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his, he was showing me his DMs and he has a girl and he's loyal, which is amazing because the DMs a girl sent him, I'm just like, fuck you, girl. Like I see him and I get pissed. Like these girls are straight up just like, oh, I want to just come suck your cock. And I'm like, who is sending these? Like,
can I tell you, my last boyfriend, he is very private, not on Facebook, where he didn't post me and him. And I got it. Because he told me, he said, Jackie, women don't care. And I'm like, well, I need my face. He's like, they don't care. So he said, you want to see my text? I'm like, can I handle it? He goes, you got to promise you will not start an argument. You won't judge. I'm telling you, these texts come in whether I want them to or not. I looked at him. When I tell you they were the nastiest, most aggressive
DMs or text?
Text messages.
What?
Because he's a grown man.
Yeah.
Works in the business, has for 25 years.
What business? Show business?
Show business.
Okay.
in music business at one point.
Got it.
So, and him and his friends have a history of dating strippers.
Okay.
So they're friends for life. They're with regular girls with jobs. So the pictures he gets are like, come and get this firehead.
Of course.
And it's a picture of her labia, literally.
No way.
And he's like, I didn't respond back. I can't. See, the thing is, we can't control the minutiae.
Nope.
Because we'll lose our mind.
Nope.
Because some of these bitches, and I don't mean women, I mean the bitches, don't give a fuck.
That's so weird to me. Like, that's my thing is, I'm trying to get better at casual dating and
yes.
trying to date. Like, we were talking about, like, how there's the nice guy, and then there's the guy that fucks you sideways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe the best move is to date both of those guys, to have the guy that fucks you sideways, who, by the way, is the one you'll catch feelings for. You can't help
of
yourself.
Course. Not when you come like that.
Oh, but then, I'm like, maybe, like, my friend has a pie chart theory where there's, like, four pieces of a pie chart. There's, like, the guy who's your best friend, the ego guy that just makes you feel great about yourself, the guy who fucks you sideways.
The guy who's good at tech, the guy who can build shit, the guy right? who can fix stuff.
Can change your oil.
Exactly.
But, like, she's like, I always try to be dating a guy in each section of the pie chart.
I totally agree.
You do?
Because you caught me now, I agree. If you had caught me 10 years ago, I'd have been like, no, I'm looking for love. Now I'm like, I'm totally down to be a whore. Not a real whore, but I mean...
Not paid.
But
hook
just
up more.
Several dudes, because I get feelings all the time with every guy. If you are listening, when you hear this, and you and I hooked up, I don't care what you do for a living, if it was one time, I had a feeling for you during the time you were
really?
At my apartment. I am an emotional basket case. So I'm better off having
you.
A variety.
Yeah.
That way I don't have time. And plus, I'm so focused now on trying to get a TV show and be more...
You're career-driven.
Career-driven. So dick for me now is just like, I don't want to get married. If it happens, it's great.
Same.
I want to get laid once in a while for stress relief and for fun because I love men. And I want to get back to work. The love shit, I don't think about it. If it happens, it will be by surprise, off chance.
You know, I feel the exact same way,
mm-hmm.
but... The problem is I feel that way, but then when there's a guy, most guys try to relationship me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about me, but most guys, they try to lock it down. And when they're, and I don't want that.
Because you're hot one, and
well,
you don't seem like you give a shit. Men love that.
But the problem is when there's one that doesn't try to lock me down, then I want him,
well,
even though I don't want him really.
No, that's nature. Ugh. Men are predators. And if I flirt with a guy... And he doesn't flirt back. I'm like, oh, he gonna get it now.
Me too.
He becomes a conquest.
That's because you're hot and you're flirty and you're cool and you're sexual.
And I'm not worried about the rejection. I'm like, I don't really want you. But why the fuck don't you want me?
Because here's the thing, we're comics.
Yes.
We live and die. Like, we are so used to trying shit that doesn't work.
I like that.
That if we hit on you and it doesn't work, we're like, whatever.
Well,
it's
whatever.
Like a new joke.
I'm going to get a new tag and I'm come right back.
That's why we're like men, though. Like, I hit on guys more than guys hit on me.
All the time.
Me
most guys,
too.
I have a guy friend like, oh, no, here comes Jackie. And they like, clutch their shirt like, oh, here comes Jackie. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming for you.
That is so funny.
I don't care. They reject me.
So wait, so after the 10-year guy,
yeah.
then have you been single ever since?
If I were to be honest, I've had 3 real boyfriends in my life. He was the one for over a decade of my life. I had one that I broke up with over the holidays, and we were on and off for like 4 years. And between him, there was a guy, a military dude, a crazy-ass Marine who was a bit of a dick, but he was fantastic.
Amazing and bad. Marines, ugh.
Fantastic.
They brainwash you, though.
How?
They know because they know brainwashing tactics. I used to hook up with a Marine. Okay, the first time I fucked this Marine... fucking duh. Afterwards he played a song.
Yeah.
He said to me, he goes, I want you to hear this song, kind of reminds me of you. And he played this fucking song, and then every time I heard that song for like 6 months, we dated a little, and then he was one of those guys, and I get this all the time too, that like would come on super strong, super, you're the best thing ever, you're so amazing, and then I finally am like, fine,
that
I like
horrible.
You too, and then the minute I admit feelings, they like pull back and ghost out, right?
Oh, of course. Yes.
But that fucker did that to me, but then he brainwashed me with the song, and then it was like a hit number one song on the radio. I kept hearing it. And every time I'd hear it, I'd think of fucking that guy because he's so good in bed. If you want to brainwash a girl after you fuck her, like, she can't think straight, and in that moment when she can't think straight, you play the song, and the song gets buried in a deep place.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's true. But anyway, so only three boyfriends.
But there is a guy now, but he lives in New York. I've known him since I was 18.
Okay.
We're both in our 40s now. I've always
You look good. I didn't know that.
That's not you're adorable.
Oh, damn, girl.
We're just he lives out there. We can't do long distance because he's broke. Broke as hell, been broke forever. He doesn't have any ambition. He has a regular job, has had it for 15 years. He's one of those guys back home that's okay. We're ambitious. We're like, I'm getting a Tesla in a year. We're that.
Sometimes I'm jealous of those people. Are you ever jealous of those people that are just like, I work at 7-Eleven and I'm happy?
And
I'm like, how? I want that.
One time I asked him, if you could afford to live anywhere in New York, where would you live? He said, well, wherever I could afford. I'm like, that wasn't what I was asking you. So where the fuck would you live if you could afford? Forget the money.
He really doesn't care.
But he doesn't give a shit. Oh. And I'm like, I'm trying to buy a complex in New York and rent it out. You know, goals. So he's in New York, and the sex with him is also phenomenal because I love him. Mm-hmm. He's the one.
Oh, yeah.
But when I go home to visit, I always hit him up, and I've always hit him up. I mean, when I was married, dating, I cheat on everybody with this dude. Sorry.
No way.
Whoever hears this, my bad. So when I go to see him, the problem with him is that he makes love to me. And it's great.
Oh, sorry.
It's great the third or fourth time because then you're used to it. But when you first get home, you're like, I need for you to fuck
the shit out of me.
But he'll hold the back of my head and he'll kiss me tender. And I love it all. But he's such a, and once again, I'm attracted. Whenever I fall in love, it's a big guy. 6'4", all muscle. He can pick my big ass up and spin me around.
They make you feel like a little feminine
I know,
thing.
Like a flower.
And we're comics, so we're in this dude world. So when somebody makes you feel like a girl, you're
exactly.
Like,
oh. So when I see him, he makes sweet love, and I'm just like, if he doesn't fuck me soon, I'm not going to call him again. But then I would relax, and then I realize I do care about this guy. He actually cares about me. Jackie, right. You psychotic bitch.
He actually loves you.
Yes.
He's making love
to you
because he loves you. And you're like, can you just hurt? Like, choke me. Choke me.
I'm like, can you go faster? I want to go to bed. I'm like, no, he has nowhere to be. So what's the rush, Jackie? You don't have a show.
I mean, I like guys to last a long time if it's great, but I'm just not into... I'm cool with some passionate lovemaking in the midst of more rough, dominant fucking.
In the middle of it.
In the middle of it.
He's not going to hear this because he doesn't have a computer. Because I said he's broke.
He doesn't have a computer. He's that broke.
He doesn't give a shit.
He's not on social media.
He doesn't care about that. His hands are too big. He can't type on phones. He doesn't care about
that stuff. A great guy to be with, though. Like, I love to be with a guy that's not on social media.
When my salary gets a little more,
you're going to move him out?
I'm going to ship his ass out
here.
Okay? Because he doesn't know. And he's a cook. He loves to cook. There's a lot of reasons to love this dude.
He's great.
But after a while, I might get tired of coming home. He's always fucking there.
Unless you're coming home and there's food and massages. He's like taking care of everything.
He's that dude.
What if you moved him here and he basically was like your kind of like assistant and housekeeper and you just paid all the bills and then he fucked you and like...
did the cooking and the laundry and the massage, which is what he is. He's a domestic dude, but he's very masculine.
So that's perfect.
I know. I got to think about it, though, because I don't want him... But he's also a pothead.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't have a problem, but not a pothead.
Yeah, if you smoke a little bit, like I have friends that smoke a little to like write or relax or for anxiety, but all day,
but
every
he's
day.
Like, I can't function. I'm like, I can't deal. So I care about him, but it's not, but he's also good to coach. Like, I can tell him, I need for you to just rough me up a little bit. And he'll be like, oh, you know, I don't. And then he'll realize, all right. And then he'll get into it. But it takes 7 fucking sessions. And 2 weeks of me being in New York to visit my parents, for him to be like, oh, I'm like, I have a flight tomorrow. I'm like, why did you take so long to get relaxed again?
I mean, I have a theory that guys that are really sweet have a hard time being really rough and aggressive with women.
They don't want you because
they don't
want to
hurt you.
Because they could kill you if they went too hard on you.
But do you think deep down they all want to, or do you think some of them, like my...
He used to. Back in the day when we were both under 25 and young. He was an athlete, played ball all the time. So he would fuck me against the wall until I was cross-eyed. But the older he got, I guess, and he's had knee surgery, he's also aging. People get older, and they're like, Jackie, I'm not an athlete. Not really anymore. I can't do this shit anymore.
I have to ask you, because this is kind of a new thing for me, but, and, oh, God, this is personal. Whatever, I get personal in here.
Wait, it's personal now?
Yeah. I never talk about this on here, but there's a guy that I was hooking up with for a while that liked to hurt me.
Oh, yeah, this is a detour.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, like, I like a
did
little
did you get hurt or
choking.
You like to hurt you?
No, like, physically. Like, I like to be choked a little. I do. I like to be choked and my hair pulled. And, like, I do. I like guys that are like, they might kill you. They might make you come. You don't know.
I get it.
But
if I black out, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. But this guy, it really turned him on to, like, leave marks on me. Like, really, like, bruises and shit.
No.
Right? And so, like, but the thing is, I mean, it kind of, obviously, it worked for me. Like, it turned me on a lot.
Yeah.
But it also hurt like a bitch. Like, this guy would slap me so hard that I would, like,
where?
Be, like, coming and crying.
On your ass?
Yeah, ass, thigh, anywhere with a little jiggle, you know?
But as long as it's not,
tits.
As long as it's not your face.
No, no. I mean, he would slap me in the face, but not hard enough to leave a mark.
I don't mind the butt smacking. And I find... And
hard? Like, so hard?
Sometimes you underestimate, you forget that we are the weaker sex, and men are fucking strong.
Yeah.
I've had a guy, just, and I'm like, it was, there's a mark, it stung for days. I was like, I like it, but I'm not sure I want that again. Not that hard.
It's fun in the moment,
in
but
the
then
moment,
the next
yeah.
day at the pool...
And you sit down, you're like, oh! You're trying to sit. You're like, oh my God. I'm sorry.
And also, like, what do other people think when people see me at the pool? It was so embarrassing. Like, this happened.
Were
like,
you in a car accident?
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend, I'm at the pool, and I have two handprints, bruises. And I'm, like, telling people, I'm like, well, I was out hiking, and I slipped. I fell down the hill.
Down the whole hill?
On both sides. Flipped over. And this is a rock. It's
somebody
road rash.
Somebody threw you down the hill, bitch. What is that?
Yeah, so that's...
But I know, I don't judge. I can relate.
Yeah?
Because when you're in the bedroom, if you get off, and as long as he doesn't hurt you really, really, really,
yeah,
it's nothing wrong with
that. Well, I would say, hey, stop. That really hurts. And he'd be like, okay, I'll stop, but then you don't get any more dick. And then I was like, all right, well, in that case, you got any Tylenol? Like, what are you? I don't know what to do.
If you have Advil, you can continue.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like, God, you're so fun. You're such a fun guy.
Okay, well, since we're getting personal, how do you feel about anal? I find a lot of guys do not want to, and I request it, and they're like, no.
Oh, you love it?
Yeah, I do.
I tried it for the first time not too long ago.
And did you like it?
I did.
See?
I did, but...
This is so taboo. I don't understand why. It's just another hole.
Yes, I concur with that. Well, have you seen Ali Wong's stand-up special yet? Her
yes,
new one? Okay. What she talks about girls
yeah.
being afraid of shit on the dick. I think that's the real reason girls don't want to do anal.
It's happened to me, and we both giggled and kept it moving.
Of course.
You're a human being.
Yeah. It's like my guy friend the other day was like, have you ever farted during sex? And
every time. And next question.
I'm like, well, everybody's going to fart at some point. You're fucking. It's like you're
moving. It's a hole you're pushing air into.
Yeah. I like it. I will say, I guess, there are days that I'm like, I don't know if I want it today. But here's the thing.
I have to be in the mood. I have to be like, you have to be like premenstrual, had a drink. I'm like, it's all, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But if it's a regular, I'm like, no, let's just do it regular. I have to be in a dirty, dirty mood.
But you've asked for it.
Guys have
said no.
The majority have been like, no.
Are you serious?
The majority have been like, because either they're scared, they're going to like it. Some think it's gay. Some guys are immature. But it's not immaturity if you don't like it. You're maybe not into it. But I'm like, it's just another hole. It'll be twice as tight. And I'm tight. I never had kids. I'm 25-year-old tight in there.
Me too.
So imagine the other area. I'm like, you sure? Because my body's a wonderland, literally.
I mean, the weird thing is that since I let the guy do it the first time, he's never tried or asked again.
Uh-huh.
I kind of thought he was going to last time when we had, like, the magic sex.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. So I kind of think it's a conquering thing that they just want to conquer it.
Yeah, a lot of them just want to. Because I have one guy friend who keeps asking for it. And we've hooked up several times. And I'm like, we talk about it in text. He gets off on texting about it. Like, when I get you, blah, 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 blah.
I like
none
that.
Of that happens, though.
That's that. I had a guy like that that would always text me all the dirty shit he
and
was going
like,
to do
what?
To me.
I'm like, you want me to pull it up? I'll pull it up on my computer. You want to see it? Maybe you forgot. You outline, bullet point.
Dude, how great would it be? You show up at his house with the printout hanging above the bed. Remember the shit you said you'd do? Get on that. That is the worst when they
because
say
they think
it.
They're bored, number one, and they get off on the discussion. And now I'm like, I'm not doing this. He's like, why? Because you don't do it. This is a buildup. When I see you and then first we're talking, I'm in a no-talking phase of life where I used to be the girl who wanted the eight-hour date, the dinner, the drinks afterwards, the walk on the beach, another drink. That used to be because I'm the kind of girl where, like, you'd like me now talking. Men love talking to me. So that fucks up many a date.
Yeah.
I'm likable, but it means the fucking takes a long time to get to. So now that I'm older and I've had boyfriends and I'm busy and I'd rather go to sleep, first of all, I might not even be hungry. Because, first of all, I'm an actor and a comic. I'm home all day. I've eaten 3 or 4 or 5, 6 times by the time 8 o'clock rolls around.
You're good
I'm
on
not,
dinner.
I'm good.
I'm the same girl.
I'm
I don't
not
need
hungry.
Dinner with you.
I just fucking ate.
Thank you. I'm all about cocktail.
Yes.
If it's happening, we hook up.
They're like, where you want to go to eat? I'm like, my bedroom? I have... Because my plate is still in it. I just ate.
You're like, actually, I was hoping you would be eating and I would be relaxing in my bed. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The dates are, I don't need to be that long with guys. They want to, and if they're not a comic or entertainment, they want to know about the business. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
I know. That is.
The regular dude questions.
It is sweet when they want to know a little, but it's like they don't understand. It's like just like a plumber would get tired of talking about his job. Like if a plumber went on a date and the whole time you were like, so what's your favorite kind of toilet? What kind of pipes are you into? What do you like? People don't do that with other jobs, but when it's comedy or show business.
Do you know so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so? I'm like, fuck, here we go.
It is annoying. It's like the last thing I want to talk. I mean, I don't mind talking about like a new bit I'm working on or something if I'm into it and it's someone who gets the business, but you don't want to have that combo.
No, not on a date.
How about this? Do you hook up on the first date then? Are you down? I mean, it sounds like if you're into them, you're totally down.
I've never had a one-night stand with a complete stranger. Mm. Never. I've always my thing is you got to be able to find my body. I don't want a complete stranger. You have to be traceable. Somebody has to know you from somewhere, somehow.
You have to be Twitter verified.
Something Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees, something has to get back to you.
Yeah.
But I've never met a guy, I didn't be comfortable enough with a guy to be like, you want to get out of here? No, motherfucker, I don't. I don't know you. We're in the middle of nowhere. I'm alone. So if I have a first date hookup, I know him already. So I don't feel that guilt of, I don't even know this guy. I usually know him.
I get it. Yeah.
You know, we were friends first, or from a friend, through a friend. So I don't care about first date. If we're into each other.
Yeah.
Because I'm lucky, and I'm thank God. I've never been disrespected by a guy to a point where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm trash now. I'm very lucky in that regard because men treat me nicely. I have had the ghosting, not texting back, the normal stuff.
Sure.
But anything really big has not happened to me.
Well, because you read Lady. You really do. Like, classy. Because, honestly, like, even when I first met you and then I, like, saw your social media, I was like, this girl's really classy. She's probably going to think I'm, like, a giant slut.
Oh, please, no.
I was like, when she sees me do stand-up, it's over. She's going to be like, this bitch. But you're totally, like, so fucking cool.
No, I'm supportive. Especially of women. I'm like, women, we need to support each other. Well, I don't understand this.
Here's the thing, too. It's like, I grew up in a Christian household. Mm-hmm. I grew up going to church. I grew up with very, not a conservative upbringing at all, because my mom is very, like, liberal and supports gay marriage and, like, everything like that. But I was raised, like, you only have sex when you're in love. Like, that's how I was brought up. And so it really took me until my 30s to, like, be okay. Like, because in my head, I always thought it was okay.
Real. The guilt is real. I get it.
Yeah. And I'm finally just now getting in a place where I'm, like, having fun. And if I meet someone who's cool and hot and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll hook up with them and we won't again. It took me to this age in life to finally do that. But the other night, I had my first ever hookup with just a random dude at a party. Literally, I met this hot guy at a party. Uh-huh. The drinks were flowing.
Yeah.
And he was like a soccer player. Oh. He had like the body and the accent. He was like Brazilian.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we went in a bathroom and we hooked up in the middle of the party. And I've never done anything like that with a stranger. I've done it with guys I'm dating.
Yeah.
But I've never done anything like that with a stranger. And then.
Well, you're dating the guys. Like, oh, where are they? They're in the bathroom. Nobody cares.
Yeah. But then like afterwards, the funniest thing is, I was kind of into him, but then afterwards he kept following me around the party and talking. And by the end of the night, I found his personality to be so annoying that he kept texting me after the party and I just never answered any of his texts.
Because you were done. You're like, thank you.
I'm like, I don't even know your last name, and that's the way I want to keep
it. Yeah, I'm satiated. What are we doing?
Yeah, but like for me, it's just funny that I'm in my 30s and I'm just finally getting to that shit.
I know. I lied, though. I had one night stand. I was out of town on a gig myself, met a guy in the elevator on the way up to my bedroom, in the hotel, and they had a lounge in the hotel. And he was going to the lounge, and we eye contact, played pool for maybe half an hour, just to not seem completely slutty.
Yeah.
And a few drinks, and up to the room. And it was great. But I don't know why. It was fun, fantastic. But then he, like, rolls over and fluffs the pillow because he's going to go to sleep.
Ugh. You're like, get out.
I'm like, we're in a hotel. There's no sleeping. And the next morning, he got up all chipper, chatty. He was leaving because I had a fucking flight, as we do when the gig's over.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Did you sleep, by the way? Did you get any good sleep?
I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
But I woke up irritable, like, what the fuck?
I'd be sleeping
he's
with
here.
One eye open. Like, what if he's an axe murderer?
I know he was knocked out, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
So then when he woke up, he was like, hey, chatty, and we exchanged cells, and I was, in my head, I was kind of like, this was fun, but it still wasn't what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Because I have this, well, don't you want to talk? But when I do treat guys as meat, they get offended.
I've
had plenty of guys be like, you don't want to talk? And I'm like, no. And then they're like, well, I'll be back. And they disappear.
When you turn it around and you treat guys, like, check this out. I went to a guy's house the other night, and the same guy mm-hmm. that I had the sex with. But I went there, and I got there, and he was tired. And so I kind of, like, laid down with him. We started watching TV, and he started falling asleep. And I said, hey, I'm actually going to go.
Yeah.
But I get it. You're tired. Totally cool. But I'm not really in the mood to sleep next to you and be sexually frustrated, so I'm going to leave. And he was like, are you sure? He's like, you drove over here. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm definitely leaving.
Uh-huh.
And then I got up. I was naked. I got up naked and started getting dressed. And he was like, no, wait, you're not. You can't just leave. You're not leaving.
Yeah.
And then we ended up hooking up.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, he was like, do you still want to go? And I was like, do you want me to? He's like, no. They don't want you to treat them like me, I think.
No,
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
I'm going to start trying to treat them like me as a tactic.
And see what happens?
Just see what happens.
You might freak them out.
I know. Good. Fuck them.
I have a guy friend who said to me, and this he never really revealed it. He goes, he doesn't like when a girl wants to hang out with him, and he knows that all they want is that. It's a turnoff. He doesn't want you to hit him up because you just want to fuck.
And what?
I'm like, and he's a very attractive guy. Beautiful penis.
Is he single?
No.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, then, but don't hang out with these girls if you know that they have their mind on that. But he still wants the company. So but when you go for it, he's one of these guys who needs and wants and likes the long date. He's a long date dude.
Oh, okay.
Depending on the girl. If you and him are friends, it's going to be a long ass night before you see his dick. The dick is a prize for him.
The dick is a prize.
If you get it.
The price is attention.
Because he doesn't really need or crave sex, I think, anymore the way a girl does. The older a guy gets, first of all, that libido shit, it drops.
It's all annoying.
Where I'm just like, I don't want to do anything else but fuck.
Thank you. I've been talking about it this is a bit that I've been working on stage lately because I've been talking about how when you hit your mid-30s mm-hmm. as a woman, you want to fuck all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then guys are just, that's why you got to go after like 22-year-olds, I think. I don't know what else to do because they are the only people that want to fuck like us.
I sound like I've had a lot. I have not. I've had like three in the last 2 years, so I don't want the number to sound high. But the last guy I did have just a playful time with, a decade younger than me.
Really?
Fantastic. I mean, so fantastic. Like, when he came, like, bottles of semen comes out. This is how you know they're young, is that so many babies came out of his body.
Yeah.
Because he's young and healthy.
Right.
And we'd be finished. We get water. I make one joke. He's hard again. I'm like, oh, God. Why does this end when they hit 40?
I have to tell you that I did. I hooked up with a guy who a few months ago, he was 28.
Uh-huh.
And which for me is young.
That's
I tend
fantastic.
To go for older
That's a
guys.
Wonderful age.
Yeah. He was 28 and we fucked and it was amazing. It lasted forever. It was so great.
Yeah.
He was so great. And then afterwards, like 10 minutes later, he starts trying again. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm so used to older guys that I was like, what?
Yeah.
I forgot that guys can fuck again. Yeah. Like, I forgot that's even a thing.
Oh, my God. Like, the guy who came to see me out in the hotel, this is the thing. One out of every 47 dudes, not that I've had that high, can be over 35 and keep going. This guy with water, maybe a half a break, and back at it. So either you get lucky and get the older guy who's healthy, or you get the younger guy, or you get reminded, I forgot that they can reboot. Because my whole life in the boyfriend in my 20s, we would do it several times a day, morning, night.
Yeah.
I'd be sore. One time we did it so much, I fucked the skin off his dick where he had a scab.
Oh, my God.
And they don't know. They don't know they have the scab until they get erect again.
Ooh.
And then holy hell, bloody hell, he yells.
Shit.
I had to get ointment. But that's how you know you're doing it a lot, when it gets so dry and you're not getting lube, I'm not getting wet, but you still wanna fuck.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sounds like two erasers rubbing together, but you want it so bad, you don't care. Those days are over. Ladies.
You're my favorite guest ever.
Those days are over.
Holy. I do have several friends who are male porn stars from hosting the AVN Awards,
uh-huh.
and they take these herbal, it's like herbal Cialis.
Oh,
I don't know
they
what.
Work?
They swear by them and they're herbal and there's no side. I wish I knew the name of them because for guys, like in their 40s, it's like.
I'm about to roofie a motherfucker.
Get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that. It's fucking worth it.
Yes.
Like, it's. Anyway.
Okay. I love that you were surprised. Like, oh, you want to go? I forgot.
I seriously forgot. Because the last few guys that I've been with have been in their late
30s,
40s. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
It's fun.
But it's
fun. But usually you're like, I'm good. Going to do it again. And they're like, no. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. 28 is the age. This is my last question for you.
Okay.
This one's so fast because you're hilarious.
When it's time to talk about stuff, honestly, I realize, you know, it's a podcast. People will listen because you have a big following.
Wow.
And they want to hear real shit.
People want to hear real shit.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we have nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed. We're grown up.
This is human nature.
Yeah.
We're not whores. We're heterosexual women.
Yes.
And if you were gay, it wouldn't matter either.
Look, I'll be real. I wish I had more sex. I don't have
a
lot.
You have no idea how much more I want.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I make it sound like I have a lot on here because I talk about every time I get
because
laid.
Because we're taking a cumulative of all the guys
right.
from random parts
right.
of our years and putting them in one conversation. It comes out to 2 years.
Yeah, like this. since January, I think, there's been like two or three for me. Maybe three.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Last question. The show's called Date Fails. I ask all my guests. And I have to say that a scab on the cock is pretty bad. That might be a date fail. But
we were in love and a heel. We got through it.
Can you think of your worst date or worst sex experience or just any awful date that you had that was a complete fail? Could be anything.
I have not had a really bad date in a long time because there's always
good.
Friends and we.
Yeah.
But I remember being hooked up by a friend, Corey, back in the Bronx, his friend. His friend showed up. And this is when the Volkswagen Jetta was the hot car to have. The old hoopty one. Not the cute ones now.
Okay.
He came to pick me up. And I got in his car. He didn't have his shoes on. And he had one foot out the window while he drove. And he smoked a cigarette. And he had never met me.
Why did he have no shoes on?
He was just chilling. And he had,
Oh my God. And he was smoking.
And I'm like, so you're going to give me the barefoot and cigarette on the first date?
Did you even go out?
We went out. I had dinner, but I didn't see him again after. And he's called me like, no interest? You lost? I'm like, yes, I lost. I ate, and then I lost interest.
What was he thinking?
I just think a lot of guys, and this is a California thing I've had. I've had, like, my last boyfriend, respect him, I love you still, you're my friend for life. But the casual thing in Cali kind of gets on my nerves. I love casual. It's cool. It's hot. Middle of the day, be casual. But on a date, you've got to put some fucking effort into it.
Yeah, I agree. Especially a first date.
First, I need the impression because you know, if he's hot and it's a planned date, chances are I have put in some serious fucking work.
Yeah.
I might have just come back from the mall because the outfit I bought, I just fucking bought.
Yeah.
I probably just left the nail salon and the hair place, you know, and he has no idea that I have spent all day getting this
guys
presentable for him.
They, you know, guys don't understand one of my biggest fucking pet peeves is if you know you're going to hook up.
Yes.
You shave your legs, you take care of all your business,
yeah.
You wash your hair, you like get ready to hook up. Like mm-hmm. even if a guy booty calls me, I make sure
out
my shit is correct.
Out of respect.
Right?
Yeah.
There is nothing that makes me more annoyed than when I know I'm gonna fuck and I get ready for it and then the guy blows me off or can't. I'm like, because guys don't realize how much work it is for a girl. All guys who just hop in the shower, maybe trim a little
bit. Take a t-shirt out of the dryer, put it on, and they leave.
They don't get it.
Like the guy in New York, like he'll know. I'll be like, I'm coming home Thanksgiving. He'll have weeks notice. I will get there to his apartment, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't clean up. The fuck?
You like, had hire a maid, bitch.
Exactly. He's like, I gotta take a shower. I gotta go get the sheets out of the dryer. No mattress. I mean, no sheets on the mattress. And I'm like, how many weeks have you known I was coming?
I hope he's listening to this, but he's not because he doesn't have a computer.
No.
You need to call him next time ahead of time and be like, you need to have your shit correct when I arrive.
I've never done that to him because
I've
talked to him so nicely.
Do it.
I want to be like, you know I'm coming.
Try it.
Open the door in the shower because you are just coming out the shower.
You need to tell him.
Because he leaves me in that bedroom for hours while he gets prepared while I'm there. I'm like,
fuck that.
I get back in the mood, but it takes me so long to not be pissed.
I would too. No, you need to tell him. That's your
okay.
Intel.
I'm going
to
tell him. I'm going to tell you when I tell him. Like,
please do.
I gave him a list.
You call in.
I had to mail it, unfortunately, because he doesn't have a phone or email. So send him a letter.
Please, this is a joke. But tell me he at least has a cell phone.
He has a cell.
Oh,
he does have a cell.
Thank God. Good Lord. Jackie, you are fabulous. You have been such an amazing guest.
Thank you. This was fun.
Plug anything you want. Plug all your shit. Tell them what to do.
What's the plug? I'll be in Vegas opening for Alonzo Bowden because while I am a headliner, still got to pay those bills.
Hell yeah.
And Alonzo, I'll open for him forever because he's amazing.
He's so funny.
Mentor. Fantastic. We'll be at the Tropicana Laugh Factory in Las Vegas October 24th to the 30th. And the shows will be great because he and I together are a really great mix. And that's it, I think, for now. Others, go to JackieFabulous.com. My schedule's on there. And Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Jackie Fabulous. You will find me because I am way online, way more than I really want to be now.
I love that. And I have a lot of people in Vegas, so make sure you go see her.
Yeah.
She's great. You guys are awesome. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Date Fails. I love you. Make sure you're following me at Kate Q Funny. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Woo!